Welcome back to the Hardline. Enter at your own risk.
Welcome back to the Hardline, 5-9 The Fan. Kevin Hess from 5-9TheFan.com. Joining us shortly is Cam Jansen of the Cam Jansen program. But first, I got to tell you about Royal Banks. Royal Banks is spectacular. And as we continue our entire show here about your St. Louis Blues, these guys were a key component in making sure that the Blues got the new practice facility and the Blues acknowledged as much. They were terrific, and they are a full-service bank. They have 11 neighborhood locations, a full mobile banking group there, and they can do any and everything. So make sure you hit up our friends at Royal Banks, royalbanksofmo.com. If you are internet savvy, if you are not like John, you can call them on the phone, 314-212-1500, or just show up at one of their 11 neighborhood locations. Royal Banks of Missouri, where better service means better banking. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
And that's the key, is that they have full-service banking. They have full-service hours. You can stop there, like I like to, as an old man,
and ask if they have any extra donuts.
And go one-on-one, and where's the coffee and donuts? Coffee and cookies, whatever.
Yeah.
Even just coffee.
Even just donuts, preferably.
Or if you slowly come into the 21st century as I am,
yes,
you can do the mobile banking. You can bank online. You have a variety of options because Royal Bank is a one-stop shop. And when it comes to the NHL and hockey talk, baby, there is only one person to go to. Unfortunately, he was not available, so we now go to Cam Jansen.
I see what you did there.
Are you in the car? Are you in the car?
Yeah, I'm in the car. Actually, Kate,
Cam, it's
playing a little Top Golf, and she's got me a coffee from the gas station real quick.
Very, very nice. I'm just curious, though. Are you aware on this glorious Wednesday that the game tonight is in Winnipeg?
Yeah, well, it is a beautiful Wednesday. You're absolutely right, John. And it's a big, big game tonight. And I am heading to Enterprise. Wait, no. It's in Winnipeg, isn't it?
Yes.
It's in lovely, lovely Winnipeg, where the weather's about 25 degrees. There's about 7 feet. Snowbanks are black because of the mud. It's not very lovely up there. It's not necessarily playoff material when you walk off the plane. But, boy, oh, boy, it'll wake you up pretty fast because it's so cold. And it's pretty nasty up there, too.
I'll tell you what, Winnipeg is sort of like Buffalo. It's as though it's the armpit of North America. On the left is Buffalo, on the right is Winnipeg.
Man, I've had some nasty times up in Winnipeg. I broke my sternum. Mark Stewart stepped up on me and cracked my sternum. And I got stuck in the Winnipeg hospital for about 4 hours. And the jet was waiting on me. All the Devils guys and Lou and everybody waiting on me. And I finally got back to the jet. And 4 hours later, we didn't leave till 3 a.m. because of me. And I've had some bad memories up there, man. I'm telling you, that building is not an easy building to play. And I tell you this, that team is not going to be an easy team to play as well.
Well, and let's get right into it, big boy. How do you break down Winnipeg?
Well, they're big. They're big, and they have a bunch of veterans on that team. And, yeah, they haven't been playing great hockey like we have in the past, I'd say, month and a half. But they've had some injuries, man. They've had some defensemen out, and Morrissey's been out for a while. Of course, Dustin Byfuglien, who I'm sure we'll be talking about in a little later, has been out for, I believe, 40 games this year.
Byfuglien,
Cam. He's the main factor. Byfuglien. I'm sorry, Hockey Bob. Byfuglien. My bad. He is a freak. He put me on my ass a couple times, and boy, I still remember that. I think he gave me a concussion a couple times as well. He's about 6'4", 250 pounds. He can skate the puck up the ice. He's got a bomb of a shot. And again, he'll put you in the next Tuesday with a big hit of his. And I'm telling you, he's going to get a couple of those a game.
Well, and
just in time for game four.
Yay! Can't wait.
I will say this much. Shifley's the guy that I have a great deal of respect for. Byfuglien. But we talked just prior to you coming on about Patrick Laine. And he's the guy that...
You mean Laine, John.
Laine. He was talking about Schlafly beer earlier, too. We're not really sure what he's...
No, see, that's the difference of knowing the sport and not knowing the sport. I got mixed up with the old Blues goalie.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The Blues used to have a goalie camp, or TJ, before you followed the sport, by the name of Laine.
Yes.
And we have forgotten him.
He wasn't here long. He was not here long.
But anyhow, Line A is a guy that really does concern me, because if he does turn it on, if the light is switched, he can be a difference maker.
100%. And, of course, we saw that earlier in the year when we let him go, when we let him sit in the high slot for minutes at a time, and he decided to pick five goals off in the same area because we were discombobulated at that time. This is a completely different team that the Winnipeg Jets are going to be dealing with, and they know that. They didn't deal with Bennington yet. They haven't dealt with Craig Berube's structure yet. But Patrick Laine can be a complete difference maker. He's playing on the third line right now. And if you go line by line and you go through Corsi and all that stuff, they beat us in a lot of different areas. They get put more goals up. They might be a little deeper up top in the top six. And Patrick Laine, again, he's been playing on the third line. But, of course, he's a first-line kind of guy if you want to turn it on. They're pissing him because he hasn't been dictating the play. He doesn't dictate the pace. He just kind of waits out and he creeps out in that zone of his. And once he gets the puck, he's going to score on you. But he's not going and banging in the corners. But I tell you what, if I'm Paul Maurice, head coach of the Winnipeg Jets, I'm looking at Patrick Laine and I'm looking at him saying, you're going to be the difference maker in this series. Either you take that third line over going against either Pat Maroon or the Jaden Schwartz, who should also be a difference maker as well. They're deep up front. And again, if Patrick Laine finds his game like he can play, if he puts some effort into it, we're going to have a lot more problems on our hands.
Who has the advantage when you're facing a goalie for the first time? Is it the opposition or the goalie?
You know what? I'd say it's a goalie. I mean, especially if you're going against a Jordan Binnington, like you're going to have to figure out a way to beat him. And right now, there's not many ways where you can look and be like, okay, he's bad at this. So let's go ahead and load this area up on the ice, perhaps on a power play or whatever the case is, and we'll unload shots this way. I'm looking at Paul Maurice, and I'm thinking he's going to tell the guys, get shots through, get tips in front. If you guys haven't noticed the last couple of games, there's a lot of tip goals. If you're going to score a goal on a great goaltender, you get tips, you direct shots, you give them you don't give them a chance to save it, because whenever it gets tipped right in front of you like that, you have no chance in hell. A lot of goals going on against Jordan Binnington with a lot of traffic in front. So that's going to be their main objective. They got big forwards, so that's exactly what they're going to do, especially with guys like Tyler Myers and Buff and Morrissey on the point, ripping shots through, finding lanes.
Well, Morrissey being back is huge, too. I mean, that's the one thing with this Winnipeg team that I think people tend to forget is when they were going through tough stretches, they were without half their defense.
I know, John. And so people are like, okay, well, they're letting up goals all the time. There's one span where they had five games, they left 20-something goals, or whatever the case was. Well, they didn't have Big Buff back there. They didn't have Morrissey back there. And how did we play when we were missing a couple of our top guys? If you remember correctly, we didn't play too well. And so now they're back. They're all grooving. If they kick Line A in his ass to get going, again, they got four lines that are going to be rolling. We have to be able to match up. And I'm looking at it again, John, and I'm thinking, Jaden Schwartz's line is going to be the factor. Sundquist, Schwartzy, and, of course, David Perron. Their metrics aren't great as far as Corsi ratings. Believe it or not, they're not. And of course, Laine's third line, they're going to be able to put pressure on you, and if he gets the puck on the side, he's going to score a goal. So those guys match up together. It's going to be interesting. Another matchup I'm looking at, too, guys, is you know Scheifele is going to go against Ryan O'Reilly. Okay, Paul Maurice wants to go toe-to-toe. The two big dog lines going at it. Scheifele's got Ryan O'Reilly about 3 or 4 inches. He's a hell of a hockey player. Ryan O'Reilly hasn't played in the playoffs in 5 years. You know he's itching to get in there and do his thing. There's going to be a little bit of duo between those two. I'm so excited to see how that all turns out. But boy, oh boy, Ryan O'Reilly's going to have his hands full going against a bigger and probably stronger Scheifele at that center position.
Cam, I am. You mentioned that down the stretch, Winnipeg is kind of going in an opposite direction from the Blues. You know, the more I look at all this stuff, the three teams at the top of the division, obviously the Blues came from out of nowhere to get there, but both Winnipeg and Nashville have really struggled down the stretch, and it's not just the last 20, 30 games. The last 30 games, actually, Winnipeg is under 500, but if you go all the way back to, you know, like game 34, say the last 50 games of the year, both teams. Nashville was 16th in the whole NHL, 57 points in their last 50 games. Winnipeg was even worse, 55 points in the last 50. I know there were some injuries and things, but it seems like both of those teams have lost their rhythm right when the Blues found theirs.
Good. Lose your rhythm. Thank you. Please do. But you know how it goes, TJ. You know how it goes. You get guys back. You'll have about 4 or 5 days, of course, in this week. It's a big week, man. I know there's not much to talk about in the practices. Everything's sealed. Good luck even trying to get a guy to interview with you from the Blues or anybody, because they're all tight and they're doing their own thing. And this is a big week to tighten everything up and practice in the locker room, your morale, get your morale right. It all goes a long, long way. But, yeah, Winnipeg's been struggling, man. They absolutely have. And we've been playing playoff hockey for the past 2.5 months. We've been playing playoff hockey. Like, our asses were against the wall. And we were getting ripped on and ripped on in this town. And now they figured it out, and they've been going hardcore at it. And they've been playing playoff-type hockey, in my opinion. Now, well, that could you say, well, that's going to be wearing them out? I'm like, no, I don't think that's the case. I think that's just their mindset going into games right now. They've been playing hard-nosed, winning dirty battles. If you mess up in a defensive zone, boy, you're going to be hearing about it. You clean it up the next shift, and you figure it out. We've been playing great hockey. We're trending in one direction. You're right, Nashville and Winnipeg have been trending in a different direction. But again, you could take in consideration, but also playoffs are a completely clean slate and a different animal. And we'll see how they come out, and we'll see how we come out in beautiful Winnipeg.
You're listening to the Hardline Special 2019 NHL Playoff Edition. Jim Huer, TJ Moe, I'm John Hadley. Cam Jansen's joining us. You can also hear Cam Jansen tonight, 6 to 7. You'll be breaking it down on the Cam Jansen Show.
The program.
It's a show, sir. Thank you. Don't let that happen again. No big deal.
I'm looking forward to tonight's show, Cam.
Well, you should. There's a lot of hockey to be talking about, man. There's all kinds of stuff going on. There's a lot of big matchups going on. A lot of big hockey news, too, with different coaching changes and things like that. So we got a lot coming at you. We're just going to have to, I tell you what, this is a very, very important week. And, man, oh, man, playoff hockey is great. You know what? It's funny. You got Sunday. You got a game Sunday. You got Game of Thrones. You got my birthday. And you got the Masters going on. So there's a lot of sports going on this weekend. And plus my birthday, which is, again, not that big of a deal.
So if it's your birthday, are you going to remember Game of Thrones or the Blues or the Masters?
I'll be at the Blues game, of course. And you know what, TJ? I'm not even going to get on Twitter.
You can't.
I'm not going to get on
Facebook. No way in hell.
If you text me and spoil it for me.
I'm going to be watching the Blues. You think I'm watching Game of Thrones on Sunday night? Not a chance in hell.
I'm just put your phone away and let's just wait and let it be. And we'll take our time and we'll sit down. Have a glass of wine. You can have water. Whatever.
Okay.
And we'll sit down and we'll watch Game of Thrones, and we won't get any spoilers because we don't want that, man.
You legitimately cannot look at Twitter if you don't want to. People are live tweeting the entire thing.
No, in fact,
I'm throwing my phone away.
I myself will be at the game on Sunday, and I will be taping as well. So,
John, you gonna be at the game?
Oh, yeah, good. Well,
come deal in my box with us.
You know what? I would, but I have my son and his girlfriend with me. So,
hang out with the boys, man. Right on. It'll be rocking and rolling.
You got it. Hey, before we get to breaking down these series real quick, I do need your take on the Florida Panthers landing one Joe Quenneville. With the Panthers being my second favorite team, I am extraordinarily pumped.
Well, obviously he knows Prongs. Prongs is probably prepping to be a GM down there, of course. You got Dave Tallon that he knows in Chicago, and I believe they played together against each other back in the day as well. And not to mention, I was going to bark off of there. Look, Florida almost crept in. Like, they were on the fringe, okay? And this year they fell apart. Their defense was bad. I guess Bob Bugner, who's an absolutely great guy, the coach of the Florida Panthers this year, he couldn't get the boys going. So now you look at the Florida Panthers as an organization. They have great skill. They have 9 picks this year. They have 9 picks next year. They have 8 picks a year after that. You bring Joe Quenneville in with Barkov and Marchessault and all these other guys, Huberdeau, and he knows that this team is just almost there. If they get a coach in there with a couple of different prospects, be able to develop them here quickly in the next couple of years, they're going to be a great hockey team. And not to mention, too, you're in sunny Florida. Like, seriously, you're in sunny Florida every single day. You're doing that. You're going on trips, and yeah, the travel's a little bit tough, but that's a perfect situation for Joel Quenneville. Of course, he knows Talon, and he knows Chris Pronger down there as well, and they got a lot of these young prospects coming up in the woodworks here. And you got a nice core group up there as well. You got Roberto Luongo, who was struggling here at times, and I think he's going to accept his role as a number two if they want to get Bobrovsky and Panarin there, by the way, which could yep. be a big factor. Those Russian boys love Florida. Trust me on that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You, you know, John. John, you know. You live down there. The Russians love Florida.
No question. You have 100%. No state taxes, sunshine, yeah. and a lot of racetracks.
Damn right.
All right. So let's get after this. The three of us picked our Eastern Conference series in our number one as we wrap up the Hardline Special 2019 NHL Playoff Editions. Cam Jansen, your take on the Caps and Columbus. I'm sorry, the Lightning, the Lightning and Columbus.
The Lightning and Columbus. This is going to be not a big market watch. You know, of course, Tampa Bay is the best team in the league. Of course, they have Kucherov and Stammer and Hedman and all these guys. And of course, John Cooper, who we all know is coaching that and coaching all those different personalities. He's going to probably win the Jack Adams, in my opinion, or be right up there because of all that talent that you have. You have to be able to control that talent. You have to keep them motivated. You have to divvy up the ice time and the cookies and all that crap. And John Cooper's done a hell of a job with that. They're a great team. I would not count out Columbus Blue Jackets, though, boys. Just like I said, they got Bobrovsky, they got Panarin, they got Duchesne. Of course, Yarmo over there, Kekalainen, went all in. John Davidson went all in, and they picked up some of the big boys, Dzingel and all these guys. They got Seth Jones on defense that could skate through anybody. I think he's top 10 defensemen in the league. This is going to be interesting, but this could be the upset of all upsets. And I'm telling you, it wouldn't surprise me if Columbus could get on a roll with the talent that they have, where they're kind of sputtering at the end of the year, and then they turn it on right away. If they upset Tampa Bay, I think it's going to be close. But I think Tampa Bay is going to beat that. But boy, oh boy, not too many people are going to watch this series, but I sure as hell am, because there's a lot of talent on both teams. I think Tampa Bay is still going to go forward with it.
Well, earlier this hour, I said if Lightning get by Columbus, and hour number one, I picked Tampa in seven games, but said the same thing. I would not remotely be surprised.
You picked them in seven, John?
I picked Tampa in seven, and I would not be surprised to see Columbus win. Now, what about Washington, Carolina? That's a series everybody seems to be thinking, oh, it's an upset. I don't see it. I think Carolina played over their heads. It's playoff season. The Caps have learned how to win. I think the Caps win this series.
They're battle ready, John. The Caps are battle ready. Bring it on. What do you got? What, Carolina? Oh, you want to do a little thing at the end? No, not in our house. Tom Wilson will be a factor in that series. Alexander Ovechkin will be a factor in that series. Kuznetsov, Backstrom, they're loaded. They know how to win. They'll kick your ass. They'll outskill you. They'll outwork you. They'll outcoach you. Bring it on, Washington Capitals. They're going to beat Carolina in five.
Now we move on to the two series that fascinate me, Islanders and Pittsburgh. Cam, everybody Ooh. Loves the Penguins, but I'm telling you what, we could start the second round of the playoffs without Tampa and without Pittsburgh.
Hey, dude, I'm telling you, man, don't you count out those Islanders. They know how to defend. Of course, you know, you got Sidney Crosby, you got Kenny Malkin. And look, man, the Penguins know how to win hockey games. They know how to win championships. But the Islanders are a new animal now. They're well coached. They're well GM'd. If you catch my drift with Lou Lamoriello, of course, my guy who just I look up to like no other. He turned that damn organization around without spending any more money except for Barry Trotz as a head coach. They know how to defend. They're going to lose a little touch, but they're in your face. And I'm telling you, they're playing at the Coliseum this year. That place is going to be rocking and rolling. Their fans are crazy out there now. You saw what happened to John Tavares when he came into town. It's going to be a tough series. They're going to go toe-to-toe, but I think the Penguins are going to squeak it out. Perhaps six, maybe game seven.
And last but not least in the East, the marquee series of note in round one, Toronto and Boston.
Good luck, Toronto. Good luck,
see, I feel the same way.
John, you text me the other night.
Exactly.
You go, you watching this Montreal game? And you see that rookie score three and get that shootout winner, the coolest thing in the world. But you're letting up five goals again?
Yep.
They got problems, dude. Yep. They got problems in Toronto.
I'm
going to get all over them.
I love the individual talent, but I don't like the team.
Nah. No.
All right,
they're
here
soft,
we
man. They're yep. soft. Yep. Boston's going to get Daniel Charles and Brad Marchand and David Backes, they're going to be running guys to the boards. They're going to be using their top-line skill. Charles is going to be shutting everybody down. Charlie McAvoy is going to be controlling the point. That's a hard team to beat. Tuukka Rask is going to do his thing as well. Good luck with Boston, Toronto. Good luck.
All right.
Another first-round exit.
As we wrap up this glorious Wednesday show, we look forward to the Cam Jansen show. 6 to 7
Thank
tonight
you.
For more hockey talk leading into the playoffs. Cam? Your selection for Winnipeg and St. Louis.
The end game is game seven. We're going to kick the crap out of each other, guys. We have to sneak a game. We have to win a game in Winnipeg. And you come down here to this raucous house at Enterprise Center where everybody's going to be going crazy. But I'm telling you, this is going to be a very, very physical series. Dustin Byfuglien will be a big factor. Scheifele will be a big factor. The 2-0, Scheifele going against Ryan O'Reilly. Whoever wins that battle is going to control the series, in my opinion. Those guys are going to go, and they're going to duke it out. But boy, oh boy, Ryan O'Reilly is going to be ready to rock and roll, have to play in the playoffs in 5 years. Vladimir Tarasenko, their first star. Look, you want your best player on the team to get the first star of the month in the last month of the season.
Star
of the week, I'm sorry, in the last week of the season. You catch my drift? That means he's ready to rock and roll come playoffs.
Nah.
I don't know. This is going to go to game seven. If you want a prediction, the Blues in seven.
Yep,
I have to go with my beloved Blue. No, you know that.
I know. I did the same thing, Cam. I went Blues in seven. Jimmy Huer went Blues in six. TJ went Blues in five. That is Cam Jansen. Oh, yeah, TJ went five.
Cam, it's all about Binnington. I rattled off some of his stuff. Everybody talks about how good he is at home. And, you know, Jake Allen's the road guy, but he's been even better on the road. Bennington's going to steal at least one. He may steal them both to start the series here.
I'm not worried about Bennington being flustered in the playoffs. I'm worried about Vince Dunn being flustered.
Yeah.
I'm worried about Jaden Schwartz being flustered. I'm worried about those kind of guys getting hit every 2 seconds. Those are the guys I'm worried about.
Well, tell Schwartz not to jump in front of any pucks, and he may actually be, you know, live to see the next game.
I want him to, because if he's not scoring goals, he needs to be blocking.
Yeah,
shots.
I'm with you this year.
Okay.
I'm with you this year.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So those guys, the third line's going to be a factor as well. But Bennington's not going to be – he's not going to let the pressure get to him. He's going to do his thing. He's going to be cool, calm, and he's going to do what he's got to do. But boy, oh boy, these two teams are going to kick the crap out of each other, and it's going to be fun to watch.
Blues in five.
All right, Cam, thank you very much. Look forward to you breaking it down yourself. 6 to 7 on the Cam Jansen Show tonight. Blues game one this evening, boys, for Jim Huer and TJ Moe. I am Giovanni Lorenzo Hadley on 590 The Fan.